Sean Huckabee is finally home. He spent nearly 2 years in a Mexican prison. Now he will spend Christmas with his family. His younger siblings made a welcome home poster that hangs in the kitchen where they sit and do homework.
I just spoke cat.
Huckabee is 24 years old with a short strawberry blonde beard. Sitting in his parents' living room, he recounts his family's ordeal. It began when he and his friend were in the border city of Juarez getting Huckabee's truck fixed. They were stopped and searched by Mexican soldiers who claimed they found more than 100 pounds of marijuana in the truck. From there, Huckabee says they were taken away and tortured.
We were electrically shocked. They were questioning us, interrogating us for names and people that we had no clue who they were. And when we didn't answer, they would shock us, beat us with the rifles, mock executions with guns.
Despite three Mexican witnesses who testified they saw soldiers plant the drugs in the truck, the judge convicted Huckabee and his friend and sentenced them to 5 years in prison. Huckabee's multiple attempts at an appeal failed. Finally, when he managed to get transferred to an American prison this fall, the U.S. Parole Commission reviewed his case and determined he had indeed been tortured. His sentence was reduced, and he was set free on December 2nd. His record still reads, felony in a foreign land.
It's been a long, tough 2 years, but it's over now, so, you know, it's a time for happiness and be with the family.
While inside the prison, Huckabee claims Mexican officials offered him freedom in exchange for money. His father spent tens of thousands of dollars on private Mexican attorneys who accomplished little. But most shocking, Huckabee recounts a visit by Juarez Police Chief Julian Leizaola shortly after a deadly prison riot this summer.
He came in and beat people. Saw him with my eyes, 2x4s in his hands, beating people with it. He broke a 2x4 over a guy's back, and the municipal said, here's another one. Here you go, boss. Here's another one.
Leizaola is a former army colonel credited with reducing crime in Tijuana. He is also facing serious accusations by the Baja California Human Rights Commission of abuse and torture. Leizaola was unavailable to comment for this story, but has denied similar accusations in the past.
Defensoría Pública.
At the Federal Public Defender's Office in Juarez, lead attorney Javier Perez Chavez says his office has experienced an increased caseload where clients allege abuse by police and military.
Pero aproximadamente de cada 10 detenidos, quizá uno o dos sean ciudadanos americanos.
He says those cases include U.S. citizens who make up about 10% of their clients. Allegations of human rights violations by the police and army have increased across Mexico since 2006, when the president declared war on the country's violent drug cartels. Those cases are rarely prosecuted. Diego Zavala is the Mexico representative for the international human rights organization Amnesty International.
Historically, the issue of human rights violations committed by the police and the military in Mexico has been seen as a problem of impunity.
By telling his story, Huckabee hopes to call attention to the problems within the Mexican judicial system. But he has no plans of ever returning to Mexico. What happened to me, he says, can happen to anyone. In El Paso, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.